From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Debbie Elliott. French voters gave a resounding victory to conservative Nicolas Sarkozy in today's final round of the presidential election. Nearly complete returns show him with 53% of the vote, a comfortable margin over the 47% for socialist Ségolène Royal. Reporter Eleanor Beardsley was out at Sarkozy headquarters when the results were announced this evening and joins us now. Eleanor, it must have been a happy crowd there.
It was. It was a very happy crowd. In France, it's just announced at 8 p.m. Boom, all of a sudden, the winner of the election, his face or her face comes up on the screen. So, you know, the countdown, everyone, there's 10,000 people out front of his headquarters. Inside is, you know, packed, overflow, and they've got huge screens out front, people, you know, waving flags, and then his face comes up on the screen, and people just went wild. And then a little while later, he gave his speech. There was absolutely no gloating. He reached out, first of all, to Ségolène Royal and all of her voters, and he said, "I'm now the president of everyone in France, even those who didn't vote for me." And he talked about everyone finding their place in France.
Now, what about the socialist camp? What did Ségolène Royal have to say?
Well, Ms. Royal came on the screen with a very big smile on her face, and she conceded defeat. But she also talked about continuing the combat. She said that they had not won today, but that they would continue. She had a very big smile, and analysts are saying now that she was probably relieved that she didn't lose by as much as she probably thought she would.
When we talked to you a couple of weeks ago, Eleanor, during the first round of voting, you reported record turnout and excitement among voters. Was that repeated again today?
At 5 p.m. tonight, it was the record of the Fifth Republic, and I haven't seen the absolute final turnout, but I think it's around 86% voter turnout, so that's just huge. Why? I think because France is turning a page. This is a change of generations. People feel that something new is happening here, and there is so much excitement about Nicolas Sarkozy. I can't tell you how many people said to me, "He's going to change France. He's going to be the only one who can stand up, make the reforms happen, and make things work."
You know, you've characterized this election as a contest between two visions for France. What do you think we should expect first from a President Sarkozy? What big initiatives will he put on the table?
Well, he's going to try to keep one of his first promises, which was to loosen the 35-hour work week. He's already said people who work over 35 hours, he wants them to be able to do that without paying taxes on that money. And he doesn't want employers to have to pay payroll taxes on that money. So he's saying that's going to increase salaries, increase consumer spending, consumption, and jumpstart the French economy. He's also talked about ensuring a minimum of public transport when we have these big strikes that shut down everything and people can't get to work. He's talking about toughening sentences for repeat offenders. He wants to toughen immigration law. He wants immigrants to speak French. But he's also going to do some interesting things on the social front. He's talking about instituting a carbon tax, and he wants to define a fiscal policy based on the environment. So it's not just tough talk and economic things. He's going to do social things as well.
Eleanor Beardsley in Paris, thank you very much.
Thank you, Debbie.